As I am sure you are aware by now, the use of mini and micro screw implants for orthodontic anchorage continues to grow in popularity. In an article titled Factors Affecting the Clinical Success of Screw Implants Used as Orthodontic Anchorage by Hyo-Sang Park et al., which appeared in the July 2006 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, the authors, who are from Korea, evaluated a number of factors related to the success of screw implants. In this study, they evaluated 87 consecutive patients with a mean age of 15 and a half years who received microscrew implants for orthodontic anchorage. I was somewhat surprised to see the relatively young mean age for the sample, and even more so when I realized that the standard deviation was 8.3 years, indicating that there were obviously patients as young as 6 or 7 in the sample. The study was performed to evaluate every possible factor that could affect the success of screw implants. 4 different types of screw implants were used. The screw implants were placed at different angulations and in different locations in the maxilla and the mandible, including attached gingiva and mucosa, and oral hygiene was evaluated. Screw implants that were maintained in the bone to the end of treatment or to their intentional removal, regardless of mobility, were considered successful. If the screw implants loosened during treatment, they were considered to have failed. The overall success rate of the screw implants using this definition was slightly over 91%, with an average time of 15 months of force application. I should note that when screw implants failed, new ones were placed in the neighboring area, and 11 of 19 screws that failed and were replaced were successful at the end of treatment, giving an overall success rate of over 96%, which I thought was impressive. I found it interesting that when all the many variables used in this study were analyzed, only 4 turned out to be risk factors, namely mobility, screw implants placed in the mandible versus the maxilla, implants placed on the right side versus the left, and inflammation. There was no difference between the different types of screws, angulations, timing of activation, and a number of factors related to screw placement. When I evaluated the 4 risk factors, 2 seemed logical to me, namely mobility and inflammation. However, the other 2 did not. I would have expected that with the thicker bone in the mandible, there would be a higher success rate in the mandible. However, this was not true. As far as the left side having a higher success rate than the right, the authors suggested that this may be explained by better hygiene on the left side of the dental arch by right-handed patients, who are most of the population. This last suggestion was a little stretch for me, and although the sample size of 87 consecutive patients was large, I wonder if it was large enough to provide an accurate statistical analysis for so many variables. I also was somewhat surprised that the surgical procedure included local anesthesia, a small vertical stab incision, reflection of flaps, a pit made with a round burr, a hole made with a pilot drill, and placement of the screw implants with a screwdriver. Many of the new micro screw implants can be placed directly through soft tissue to the bone without creating a surgical flap or pilot hole, and require very minimal, if any, local anesthesia. The bottom line of this study, however, is that even with the use of different types of implants, the success rate was very high. You can read this article in the July 2006 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.